You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. As it is 20 till 11 AM on this Tuesday, December 19th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining us today is Neil Hines from the Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota. And let's see if Neil is there. Neil, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing excellent. And what is your role over with the Lutheran Social Service?
Yeah, so I am the statewide director for caregiver services and respite. So kind of two related things, just oversee all of our regional coordinators over the state of Minnesota.
Sounds like a lot there, but we're talking about caregiving support today. And firstly, what is a caregiver?
Right. So a caregiver is basically somebody that, you know, they take care of someone. It could be a loved one. It could be a friend, a neighbor, but they're in the position of helping that person day to day, just with anything that they need, assisting with their daily activities, getting them to appointments, making sure that they're managing their health. So it's not a paid role. It's just this kind of happens naturally, and people just kind of find themselves in that role depending on what's going on in their lives. It could be somebody that's experiencing dementia or a chronic health condition, and you step into that role as kind of their caretaker and helping them with their life.
So what are some of the services that you offer?
Yeah, so really our intention is to come in and support that caregiver, because it's a really challenging job to do. And like I said, there's, you know, it's not a paid position, so it can be all consuming. It's 24/7. So our job is to come in and just help support that person and just to come alongside them. So we'll do some like coaching and counseling with them. So that's just one of our coordinators coaching. We'll spend some time with them in person or on the phone, helping resource them, helping them just kind of talk through some of the challenges that they're dealing with, and just offering that support and encouragement. And then we do some education and training. And so that's, we have one class called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. It's a 6-week course, and it's just really designed to kind of help them to understand the role of caregiver more and what some of the things that they need to be aware of. It's an evidence-based course, so the classes are on things like, you know, finding resources you need, how to manage your stress, how to take care of yourself, which is extremely important while taking care of others. So another one is in-home or virtual respite. So that's having a volunteer come into the home and just provide care for that person, and so that the caregiver can actually leave the situation for a few hours, take care of themselves, maybe run errands, go grocery shopping, whatever they need to do. And then on the virtual end, we work with technology to provide some respite, you know, whether it's educational experiences virtually through like an iPad or training, or just sometimes it involves listening to a concert or something like that. Just gives them something to do for a little bit. And then we also offer an out-of-home respite, which is basically the same thing, except the caregiver brings them to a location. Usually it's a church or a community center where we have these, and they're with other folks that are experiencing health issues, and our volunteers and our coordinators will have structured activities for them to do together, and that allows that caregiver to have 4 hours themselves to do whatever they need to do, or just to maybe even take a nap if they need to. And then we have support groups for our caregivers. So just offering that, we have those in person or virtual, but offering that support from others who are kind of going through the same thing. It's really you know, no different than any other type of support group. It's just people that are wanting to share what they're going through with other people and hear their story and just kind of have that shared experience and that support with one another. And then we also do emergency care planning. So what happens to that caregiver if they can't be there to take care of this person that they've been working with, that they've been supporting for however long? If they had to go to the emergency room, or if they had to get a surgery and they're going to be out for a few weeks, or even if, you know, Lord forbid they pass, you know, what's the backup plan for that person? So a lot of times what happens is the caregiver actually will experience severe health issues as a result of, you know, this 24/7 always taking care of somebody, and actually their health statistically ends up worse off in the end. So emergency care planning just really is that backup plan, a peace of mind that if something happens to that caregiver, that the care receiver has somebody that can step in, or some resources that can step in and just kind of take care of them until the caregiver is back, or if it's a long-term thing, what's the long-term strategy here for support. So those, that's just kind of a high-level view of what we offer, but those are really just structured around providing that support for the caregiver.
Where can people take those courses at?
Right, so they would get a hold of one of our coordinators. So we do have, and I can share this too, but we have an 800 number. We also have a website. And then that way they can talk with them, talk about when the next class is, or if they want to get into a support group, when those courses are, or support groups are being offered and where.
And what is self-care?
Yeah, so self-care, and I'll talk about why it's important, but really it's just, you know, I liken it to getting in a car and you set on a journey. And if you get to the point where you run out of gas, if you don't have more gas, you can't go anywhere. So your journey is over. So self-care is making sure that you're topping off your gas tank so you can continue this journey of caregiving. So, you know, it's tough. It's 24 hours a day. It's really difficult to maintain a schedule like that and try to stay healthy. You know, just taking time to go for a walk or a bath or anything can be a struggle. So, like I was saying earlier, statistics show that, you know, the caregiver often passes away actually before the care receiver. The number one reason for nursing home placement is actually a caregiver burnout. It really does take, you know, a village to care for someone. It's really hard to do it all alone. So that's really a vital thing. You know, if you get on an airplane, they talk about putting your oxygen mask on first. Well, that's the same thing with caregiving. Is if your caregiver's not taking care of themselves, they won't have the capacity to do it forever. So they got to make sure that they're taking care of themselves, and they can continue to provide that support.
Yeah, self-care, it's truly vital in caregiving. And does LSS have special services for veterans and their families?
Yeah, so we work through the VA. We have CORE. It's a service through the VA offering the same thing, basically. It's just that the VA, they're the payer in that situation. But, yeah, we work with the VA pretty close and make sure that we're supporting our veterans.
And if someone is a caregiver and they need help, how does your service work?
Right. So they would reach out to one of us. Sometimes it's done through referral. So it might be a county social worker or somebody at the hospital. But a lot of times it's a caregiver reaching out for that support. So we do have an 800 number that people can call. That's 1-866-787-9802. Or they can go to our website, and that's LSSMN, as in Minnesota, .org. And on there, there's all kinds of services, but Caregiver has its own website, and so you can find out more information on there. again, those the number of the website, 1-866-787-9802. And the website is lssmn.org.
What do volunteer caregivers do?
Yeah, so a volunteer caregiver, they'll visit with that care receiver either through in-home respite or out-of-home respite. And then they can also volunteer to make calls to people just to check in on them, see how they're doing, offer some of that socialization encouragement that people do need if they're alone. And then we try to ensure that the volunteers are, you know, well matched with the care receiver, so that both parties, you know, really feel comfortable with each other.
And who can serve as a caregiver volunteer?
So we're looking for adults, so 18 and older. They do have to have some sort of valid state issued photo ID, maybe not necessarily transportation, but that photo ID. They would need some sort of way, whether it's public transit or their own vehicle to get to places. But they also would go through a background check. So we do want to make sure that whoever we put in somebody else's home or have working with somebody, that they're somebody that's trustworthy. So we do a pretty extensive background check to make sure that whoever we're having go into that situation, we have confidence that they're going to do the right things. And then we do prefer volunteers that are able to volunteer at least once a week or more. But, you know, we work with people depending on their availability if that's not possible.
And where can people volunteer? Is this anywhere in the state?
Yes, we have different coordinators around the state in the northwest, central part, and then in down in the closer to like the cities and that, then in the center part of the state. But, you know, there are some folks that we have that live outside of the regions that we serve, and they can do virtual support. So making those phone calls, or sometimes it's getting on a phone or an iPad and just Skyping in and having a face-to-face virtually with people. So, you know, that kind of just works wherever people are at. They don't necessarily have to be living in close proximity to folks.
And what training is needed for the volunteers?
Yeah, so we'll go through 8 hours of in-person training with one of our regional coordinators. Total, it's about 20 hours, but we'll review policies and procedures with them and then, you know, kind of go through those boundaries and things like that. There's another 12 hours of independent and virtual dementia training. And then ongoing, we have an hour a month where we touch base with one of our coordinators and do some training. So 20 hours up front and then hour a month just to have that ongoing education.
And again, what's the website or the phone number where people can learn about the service or even sign up as a volunteer?
Sure. 866. 787-9802, or they can go to lssmn.org/caregiver.
Neil, is there anything else you'd like to talk about on our Valley Talk program today?
Well, just an appeal, if you're out there and you're listening and you're looking for ways to give back to the community, or maybe you're feeling lonely and you're like, you know, I could use that socialization and in the same time help somebody else out. We can definitely use you and the caregivers definitely need that support. So, you know, if you're interested in by anything you hear or you have questions, please reach out and contact us. We would love to answer those questions for you and tell you more about what we do. But it's a very rewarding volunteer work that, and from our volunteers, we constantly hear very positive things about their time. So they're visiting with folks and getting to offer them encouragement and in many cases, tangibly meeting a need for somebody else to have that relief, to step away from caregiving for a little bit to take care of themselves. So it's a much needed service. It's very rewarding. And you get to visit with people. It's, you know, it's not, anything too labor intensive, and certainly doesn't, it's not costing you money. And then also, just as an aside, we do mileage reimbursement. So if somebody has to drive to a house or somewhere, they can put in for miles for that. We can reimburse them. So that way, that's not coming out of their monthly expenses, and they can feel free to be able to drive places and not have to worry about who's paying for the gas. So definitely, if you're interested, and I know the holidays are coming up, it's always a tough time of year, people making plans and stuff, but write it down on your calendar to contact us in January. But you can call us anytime, and we'll be happy to talk with you.
I know we were talking a lot about the caregivers, but are there other volunteer opportunities as well?
Yeah, so sometimes we have folks that are working directly with the care receiver. So it may be, like I said, just giving them a call once a week. Or I have some volunteers that call daily for 10 minutes and just ask that person how they're doing. A lot of folks are isolated, and they need that, you know, socialization. So, you know, doing something like that, or like I mentioned earlier, just getting on a phone or an iPad and doing like a video meeting, or watching a show together and talking about it, or a concert or anything like that. Just, you know, offering that support and encouragement, and just hanging out, you know, being, having friends, and people build friendships through this, and it can be a very rewarding experience.
I see there are a bunch of different ways to get involved, but if someone, maybe they're unable to perform the volunteer service, but they'd like to get involved maybe through a donation, are those opportunities available too?
Certainly, yeah. And, you know, through the same contact information I mentioned earlier, the phone number of the website, we can get you connected with that as well. And those dollars, we do receive them, and they do help majorly with us being able to continue to offer the support that we do for the communities that people live in, and continue to support folks with very valuable services that they need.
And once again, the website where people can get all those that information from is?
Yes, that's lssmn.org/caregiver. That's all one word.
All right, Neil. Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Neil Hines from the Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota. Hope you and the staff have a great holiday season, and hopefully we'll talk again in the new year.
Hey, I appreciate the time, and had a wonderful talk, and you as well. Merry Christmas to everyone, and hope you have a wonderful new year.
Thank you very much, Neil. Same back to you. So that was Neil Hines on our Valley Talk program.